We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, this is Mark Cuban, and you're listening to the Step Back, the best Mavs podcast ever.
Let me step back for a minute, tired of the gimmicks. See, we just focused on winning. Ball in the airline center, we bout to get litty. Luka carrying a torch, Borden jumped up on the porch. How you reckon with his force? Third season in the game, and he a legend by his fourth. Look, after Dirk, now the king of Dallas. Airline serving as the palace. Young team, and it's full of talent. Want revenge, we accept the challenge. Luka carrying a legacy. What it take to be an MVP? Being great, know it cost a fee. Know it really ain't that hard to see. Hold on, wait, silence the critics, cause they never did it. Pass out Jordan, I ain't woke up the city. Map shooting hot like we straight out the chimney. Go back to Batman, I'm calling them Drizzy. More triple doubles, I'm waiting on 50. Step back smoother, you know it's so filthy. If I get down on my team, gonna lift me. Rep the map, step back, overcame the setbacks. Starting where we left at, know we gotta get back. Know we gotta get back. Rep the map, step back, overcame the setbacks. Starting where we left at, know we gotta get back. Like, know we gotta get back. Let me step back for a minute. Let me step back for a minute. Let me step back for a minute. Let me step back for a minute.
Welcome into another episode of the Mavs Step Back Podcast. I'm your host, Dalton Trigg. I'm joined, as always, by my colleague, Matt Galatson, over at DallasBasketball.com. And we have the head of the snake at DallasBasketball.com with us tonight, Mike Fisher. Fish, how you doing these days?
Well, I'm optimistic. Does that make me foolish?
I don't think so. I'm right there with you. Just to kind of give people more of an idea of what you're talking about here, it was, you know, we knew this was coming, but the Mavs officially announced today the hirings of general manager and president of basketball ops, Nico Harrison, and new head coach, the 10th head coach in Dallas Mavericks history, Jason Kidd, which, you know, we know the personal stuff with him that raised some concerns within the fan base and outside of the fan base, but you know, a lot of people are kind of concerned with his actual coaching record, too, aside from all that personal stuff. So, I mean, you get that part of it. But to your point, Fish, I mean, I might be naive, but I'm pretty optimistic about it, too, because from everything, from everything I've read and from talking to, you know, some Lakers people who have, you know, they've been more accustomed to Jason Kidd these last 2 years as he was an assistant with them, it feels like he has grown more as a coach, and there hasn't been any instances where he's not been able to get along with players. It just seems like it. You can see how it could work. So I'm right there with you, Fish.
All right, number one, we've got to be smarter than to go, oh, look at his record, therefore he can't coach. That's ridiculous. That's not how this works at all. There have been different years when Rick Carlisle's record wasn't good. Nobody was ever foolish enough to say he couldn't coach. There's other guys who have great records who might not be very good coaches, who just had the right player or the right year or the right bounce of the ball. So I'm not going to tie my belief or disbelief in what Jason Kidd does to what his head coaching record was 5 years ago. That seems really dumb to me. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, too, I mean, somebody made a great point the other day that Luka Doncic is so good that it likely doesn't even matter who is coach. You know, well, as long as it's somebody that's just not horrific and somebody who doesn't get along with the players and everything, I think they'll be okay. But by all accounts, especially recent accounts, it doesn't seem like that's going to be the case with Kidd, because he gets along with pretty much, you know, the big stars like LeBron and Anthony Davis, but apparently that whole Lakers roster for the last 2 years, it was just a good fit and they had good chemistry and everything. So
what if the setup going forward is that the next coach needs to help you recruit? If they recruit a second star here or a third star, or whatever, his record will be good. I promise you. If they have a vastly improved roster from this year, next year, Jason Kidd will have a very good record. I guarantee it. And then all of a sudden, I guess we'll say, oh, look, it's a miracle. He's a good coach.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Matt, I mean, what do you think about the hires and where are you at on the situation?
Go ahead, Matt.
No, I was just going to say, I guess I'm a little different from you guys. I hate both of them very much.
Hate the Nico Harrison hire?
Well, yeah, I mean, the guy has no experience as a general manager in the NBA, so that worries me.
Connections, man.
connections, whatever. I mean, it's not just about connections. There's other things involved in being a general manager, and until he proves that he can do that, I'm going to be a little concerned. You know, Donnie did it for 24 years, and bringing in somebody who hasn't done it for a single year is kind of a red flag for me. But I'm more concerned about the Kidd hire than the Harrison hire, not just because of his head coaching record, which, you know, he, like Fish said, it's not the end all be all of how you should judge a coach, but, you know, he's got a very abrasive personality with certain people. And, you know, he and Rick did have issues when he was in Dallas. He's had issues with his former teams. He's had issues in other places. So it's a risk. And I feel like there potentially could have been better candidates out there. The one that they let go in Rick Carlisle, who resigned, was probably a better fit and a better person to have in control of the franchise. But
I don't know.
Here we are, and we can't change it now. We just have to see what happens.
I don't know, man. Rick Carlisle, I respect him, and I'm very grateful for everything he brought to the Mavs in his 13-year tenure, but I mean, it kind of felt like it was time for a change. I mean, they had that thing with Jalen Brunson throughout the season. His phrase was immaculate vibes, and I saw somebody put earlier, well, apparently it wasn't as immaculate as we thought throughout the season, because I mean, he just has a long list of players he's butted heads with, and I get it. From an X's and O's standpoint, Rick is one of the best you can find, if not the best, in the league, especially when you get to the postseason, even though he had some questionable in that Clippers series. But at some point you have to look at, okay, how is he getting along with players, and how are players outside of the organization viewing him? Because if you have Rick Carlisle and he has this reputation for just being, you know, old school fire and brimstone type coach, and other players don't like him, I mean, that could potentially be affecting, you know, how poorly you're doing in free agency, you know, or in potential trades, guys wanting to come play there. So I get it. I get why people are concerned with Jason Kidd. I mean, it's all fair. I think it was when he was with the Brooklyn Nets, that was like a power struggle thing. It was said that he tried to, you know, right, go channel ways to get more power and all this. This is a little bit different situation, because the front office is being completely reshaped and you have a new head coach. So Kidd is coming, and he knows how Mark Cuban is. He knows he's not going to be able to, you know, do any back channel stuff with Cuban, because Cuban ultimately has the final decision on things. So coming into this situation, I think Kidd knows like that's not going to be an option here. He knows what the setup is. He's friends with Nico Harrison. So I feel like this has potential to go really well. I can see how it could go bad, but I'll say that, you know, replacing a head coach is a lot easier than replacing a general manager. So if they were a package deal, I'm glad that we got Nico Harrison as a part of that package deal.
Hey, the factor in the front office with, well, Nico's never done it, so therefore, I guarantee you Mark Cuban thinks that he fills the gap. That he's going to say in his heart of hearts, he's spent the last 20 years being a co-general manager and that he knows what he's doing. Now, again, Mavericks critics can argue that. And at this moment, they're going to win the argument because the Mavericks have spent the last month in upheaval. They have their player conflicts. Every day it's revealed that there was another little crack in this relationship, another little crack in that relationship. But there's a lot of revisionist history that goes along with this. All the negative things that anybody's saying about Rick Carlisle, they're not saying that in Indiana.
Right.
Saying anything negative about Rick Carlisle in Indiana. You can't find any Lakers to say anything negative about Jason Kidd. Not a one, as you said. Mark Cuban's taken a lot of heat. But this is the same Mark Cuban that has that when we say, hey, I appreciate that Rick gave us a championship, Mark Cuban gave you a championship too. And then as we wrote at the time, immediately after, the problem with winning a championship after never having done it before, even for the people that say, I would give my left nut just for one title. Well, they're lying, because the next thing that happens after you win a title is what? We want another one. And this time we're not willing to give up any more nuts. We just want one. So, you know, we're spinning this, we're revising this. We're putting our own kind of everything's through the prism of our own mind and our own eye. I think it's just like the Luka Porzingis thing. Now you're starting to hear, well, maybe it's Luka that's the jerk. Now, you know what? When you don't win enough games, you're all jerks. When you don't win enough games, there's all kinds of conflict. I was on with Brian Broaddus on The Fan the other day, and we were talking about how these things that are coming out. This guy conflicted with that guy. This guy didn't like that guy. And Brian says, well, why didn't all this come out, you know, a month ago? Why did it come out 2 months ago? And I said to him, for the same reason that when you were in management at the Green Bay Packers and Brett Favre won a Super Bowl, nobody wrote that week that Brett Favre was a drunken pill popper because you won the Super Bowl. They wrote it 2 years later when you weren't winning anymore. And that is the way it works. These things don't seep out when you're winning a championship. They seep out when you don't win a championship, and now they're seeping out all over Dallas.
Yeah. And Matt, to your point earlier, I mean, me and you have talked about this, you know, just between us, but, you know, I've said it, that the Mavs, they really don't deserve the benefit of the doubt, given what's happened with recent history and everything. But I do think there are ways you can look at this and say, okay, I can see how that could work. Because, yeah, Jason Kidd, he didn't get along with Rick Carlisle when Carlisle was coaching him. And Luka, he didn't get along with Rick, you know, this past year. And probably who knows how long that's been going on. But, you know, I think that Kidd will be able to better relate to Luka than Rick Carlisle did. Because Rick Carlisle, he wasn't a superstar point guard, Hall of Fame point guard or anything when he was playing. And I mean, I get that Kidd's actual coaching strategies may not be the best, but just from like an individual standpoint with Luka, I could see how his experience playing in the league, and I could see how Luka could learn some stuff from him in a basketball lens, looking at it through a basketball lens. So that's where I'm at, but
okay, but wait, but let me jump in. What's going to happen the first time Luka gives Kidd the side eye?
That's what I was thinking.
Or throws a water bottle, or tears his uniform, or and so what I'm saying is, you know, when we talk about, like, people are making an awful big deal about Carlisle versus Luka, and I just think mostly it was normal. Mostly, they you're living with these guys for. How many, you're living with 20 other men, like, every night for 8 months, every day for 8 months. And I do imagine that you get each other's nerves. I it's easy to imagine that Porzingis and Luka rubbed each other the wrong way. It's easy. It's the reason that you need that. They should have kept JJ Barea here. They should have kept him here in some capacity, and they shouldn't have ever let him go. It doesn't matter if he was on the roster or in the PR department. They should have kept him here. But guys are going to conflict. Jason Kidd's going to conflict with his players. Of course he will. So does Mike McCarthy, Jason Garrett, Bill Parcells, Jimmy Johnson, Tom Landry, Dick Motta, Don Nelson. Of course they conflict with their players. The question is, what do we ultimately do about it?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and I mean, look, I really think that some of the stuff with Rick Carlisle, like I do think some of it was kind of overblown, but I mean, we've heard enough over the years, and there's been – I mean, am I off base in saying that there's probably a really non-favorable perspective of Carlisle around the league with other players? I mean, I get it. It's not like that with everybody, but it seems like there's just in general players when they – when his name gets brought up, they just they either don't say anything or they say something kind of snarky because of that. Maybe
on an unfortunate side, it's very telling to me, and we've written about this at DallasBasketball.com. To my knowledge, not one member of the Mavericks roster has put on social media, "Thanks, coach."
Right.
Not one. Okay, that's really strange. Most people would just do that. Even if you didn't like him, you'd do that out of politeness. Luka Doncic hasn't put anything on about bench coach, but at the same time, if Cuban tells Bob V a month ago or 6 months ago, sit down, shut up, go up to the suite. Your job is to hand your findings to the coach and then walk away. If that would have happened 6 months ago, Donnie Nelson might still be here. If Donnie Nelson was still here, Rick Carlisle might still be here. And if Rick Carlisle was still here, then him and Luka would continue to try to form a working relationship. But it's Bob V and his odd authority that set all of this into motion.
Right.
And look, the best part that is going to come out of all of this, and we kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, is, yeah, there was a weird relationship between Luka and Rick and whatever, and the players that don't like him, but Kidd brings a different dynamic to the franchise in that he's very well liked by players across the league.
No doubt. Yeah.
The very opposite of Carlisle from what we can tell. So, is that going to help draw people in, like Damian Lillard, who was endorsing Kidd in Portland not 2 weeks ago? I mean, there's that. That's the most exciting part of this Kidd hire to me. I mean, that's just, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It sparked Fish's three-team trade article he posted on DallasBasketball.com today. And, you know, Mavs Twitter has been just ablaze with all this Dame Lillard hype. And you can't help but get lost in that stuff because he's obviously – Dame, that is. He's obviously super close with Nico Harrison. When it came out, you know, when Terry Stotts, he got fired from Portland – and then it came out who was the first guy on Dame's list that he listed he wanted as the next head coach, Jason Kidd. And that
right.
So, and I think if I remember right, I have to go back and look at this, but I'm pretty sure Jason Kidd was the one who took his own name out of that.
He did. Yeah.
So
he thought it was inappropriate. By the way, you know what we haven't made a big deal of? Where's Dame Lillard from? Born in Oakland, California. You follow the connect the dots yet?
Are you saying that he's going to try and head to Golden State?
Well, that's one spinoff from it. The other one is, wouldn't you imagine that if you're 30 years old and you grew up in Oakland, wouldn't you imagine that you are kind of a fan of Jason Kidd?
Ah, yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I would suggest that if you asked, when we get a chance to sit down and talk with Dame Lillard ever, that or somebody in Portland could to ask him, explain why did you bring up Jason Kidd's name? I think part of the core of it would be because that was my guy.
Yeah.
That was my guy growing up. And once Dame Lillard became a star and he's from Oakland, this goes back 10 years ago now. I bet you the first guy to come up to him and say, hey, if you need anything, call me, was Jason Kidd, also from Oakland. So the thing about the ultimate measure of Cuban, Nico, Kidd, Luca, and I guess Finley too, is can they bring players here? If they can bring players here, then all of this is going to work. If they don't bring players here, Jason Kidd and nobody else is going to take this roster and make it a 60-win team. Nobody could do that. Right. Rick Carlisle was never going to do that, and Red Auerbach couldn't do that. Not this roster. So the responsibility of the new regime isn't just to be a better coach or do a better job with the salary cap or change the uniforms. Let's wear green more often. Get me players. And this roster, you know, I thought actually Luca and Rick Carlisle did a pretty good job with this roster, considering all the holes it has, all the problems it has.
Yeah. Luca, he's kind of like, he took over that Dirk saying that, you know, Dirk saves all butts.
Yeah. Right.
He's kind of taken over that title for the Mavs. And
yeah,
you don't even have to, in my opinion, I mean, obviously we would love to have Dame Lillard in Dallas, but in my opinion, even if you had somebody that's like a notch down on the star totem pole from Dame Lillard, like DeMar DeRozan, who we've written and podcasted about, even if DeMar DeRozan is on this team, this year's team, as you know, they have to upgrade in a couple of different areas, but even if you just have him added to this team, they're probably in the Western Conference Finals right now.
Okay, I agree. In fact, let's do this. When was the Porzingis trade? 3 years ago?
It's 2.5.
Okay, but between now and then, what was the other big player that they acquired?
Tim Hardaway Jr. Tim Hardaway Jr. trade.
So in other words, nobody. So they've gone 2.5 years not being able to do the next thing. And that's the measure. All the rest of it is conjecture and opinion. But there's no conjecture here, and this isn't an opinion. This is a fact. You've got to bring another star quality player to Dallas, or this will not work.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, the same thing with Donnie Nelson, as I said, with Rick Carlisle earlier. I love that dude. You know, he's been a friend of the pod. He's come on here before trade deadlines and before the draft and everything and talked with us, and really good dude. And he has a real eye for talent, especially when, you know, European prospects and everything. But
right.
after a certain time, you know, the fact remains that the Mavs just haven't been able to get it done in free agency. And I'm not saying that's all on Donnie or all on Rick, but I think it's kind of like a sum of all your parts, you know, having blame for that. So it was time for a shakeup. And like you said, if the Mavs, if they go out there and they're able to bring in talent, whether it's this summer or really next, the next year's free agency class is just stacked. So, but yeah, I mean, overall, cautiously optimistic. And I think Luka is so good that it's likely not going to matter who is actually, you know, at the helm. I just hope that Nico Harrison's able to use his connections and put some better talent around it going into the
season. There you go.
Well, Fish, look, I appreciate you coming and talking with us for a little bit. It's been way too long since we've done it. We definitely need to do it again before free agency and everything gets started, but we appreciate it, man.
Well, you guys are the best, and DallasBasketball.com last night reached 1 million readers this month. So you guys are the best too. Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We'll see you next time. All right, guys, that's going to do it for another episode of Mavs Step Back Podcast. Stay tuned for another pod in a couple days. We're going to be doing a crossover pod with our guy Kirk Henderson at Mavs Moneyball. And that's going to be a really good one to keep an eye out for. We're going to have a lot of other free agency stuff. We have a trade idea that isn't being talked about near enough when it comes to star players. And I think it's a lot more realistic than the Dame Lillard stuff, to be completely honest with you. But stay tuned for that. Be sure to like, rate, and subscribe on all your favorite podcast platforms. And go leave us a review on Apple Podcasts if that's where you listen, because for every Apple Podcast review we get, that automatically enters you for a chance to win one of our t-shirts we've been giving out. So just make sure to put your Instagram or Twitter ad or Facebook, wherever you do your social media stuff at, put it on there when you leave an Apple Pod review, and you could get a t-shirt. So guys, we appreciate it. We will see you next time. Y'all have a good rest of your day.
Let me step back for a minute. Let me step back for a minute. Let me step back for a minute. Let me step back for a minute.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.